Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Boy, it's going to be interesting next week. Be interesting the first week of February, too, when more and more students go back and more of these positions actually have to be actions. You going to show up or you not? 312-981-7200. Let's start with Eden. You're on WGN. Eden, what can we do for you? You're on the air. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Eden Schaefer here.
What's your thought about all of this?
Well, listen, I think there's, you know, no easy answers to the questions about bringing kids back into classrooms. And I think the decision to do that is daunting by many, including scientists and parents and teachers and administrators. But my thoughts are that kids belong in school, and there's certainly ways to limit the spread of COVID, including masks and ventilation. And again, I mean, there's no guarantee of transmission, but at the same time, remote learning can exact its own toll in setting back children's mental health, academic achievement, social development, you know, leaving parents just exhausted and demoralizes, you know, and more importantly, our kids.
Where do your kids go to school?
I live in Deerfield, and so my freshman in high school is part of Deerfield High School, which is District 113, Deerfield and Highland Park.
And is he learning online or in school right now?
No, he's been remote since March. He hasn't stepped foot in school since March.
Really?
The interesting thing is that we just received an email that said that services are going to be available. So kids will be able to come back to the school for sports or for lifting weights if they want, or even football practice, but our kids can't learn in school.
Deerfield is not in person.
That doesn't seem quite right.
Not even hybrid.
Deerfield's not in person. No, not even hybrid. And the unfortunate thing that we've learned is that all of our surrounding schools are either in hybrid or even fully in person. We're in Lake County, and so our neighboring Glenbrook North High School has now gone back fully in person. Stevenson High School, which is one of the largest in the state, has a hybrid option. Many other schools in the surrounding area do as well, but Deerfield and Highland Park, District 113, does not.
So it's
very, very disheartening.
Chicago Public Schools want them there, but the teachers won't go back. Or, most of the teachers will, by the way. Some won't, and now the union may go on strike about this. But it's interesting that in the CPS system, in the Chicago Public Schools, which is black and brown predominantly, a lot of those parents don't want their kids to go back, which is disheartening to me. What do you suppose most of the parents in Deerfield want?
Listen, we've taken survey after survey, and the surveys have shown that many parents want their kids back in school. Many parents want their kids back in school. Now, there isn't a union in District 113. But so the decisions are made by the superintendents and the school board. And so there's, a lot of parents in Deerfield that want their kids back at school. There are some parents that don't want their kids back at school. I think if that's the case, then we should have a choice. And in many ways, parents who do want their children back in school are left to feel like, you know, we're in the wrong, or, you know, we're somehow
reckless,
you know, demoralizing and reckless, right? Exactly. Yeah. When we want our kids in school, that's where they should be.
I'm with you completely on that. I think that's the way this narrative has been shaped. And I think the CTU has been on the forefront of that. So the people that say, no, I want my kids there, why, you're endangering the teachers. This is terrible. And that's not true. That's certainly not the motivation. And I think everybody realizes the risks that we're talking about, but if you're willing to put your kid in the classroom, I think the teacher should be willing to go back into that room.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, and I think that I feel for the teachers. This is a really daunting decision, but teachers are essential workers. My husband is an essential worker. He's been working, you know, through the pandemic since March, and that comes in part in being an essential worker.
Yeah, right. If you're an essential worker, this is, A, you're essential. Boy, we have got to get them the vaccine as soon as possible.
Absolutely.
And I talked to the guy that's in charge of it, or one of the people from the Cook County Department of Public Health, Dr. Kiran Joshi, a little while ago. Eden, thanks for the phone call. I'm glad you were able to get in with us. But so the teachers are in 1B. So starting Monday, you can go online and you can sign up. They don't have the vaccines ready for everybody yet, but the vaccines continue to roll out and teachers are in the next group, which is really good news. But they don't prioritize teachers over anybody else in that group. If you're in 1B, you're all in 1B. And 1B includes anybody over the age of 65. 1B includes cab drivers and bus drivers and baristas and grocery store workers and manufacturing employees. I don't want to tell anybody that you're less important than them, that your health should be compromised, but there has to be a line, and I would put teachers ahead of everybody else in 1B. Is that so crazy? Thanks for the phone call, Eden. Let's go to Karen. You're on WGN. Hi, Karen. What do you want to say? You're on the air.
Hi. I liked what Eden said about kids belong in school. Adults also belong in restaurants, theaters, and on airplanes. And I am currently a sub. I retired after 25 years, so I've been subbing in different school districts. And I've stuck with one because the other school districts, they are not doing what the one school district is. So I am now a long-term sub in one school district. When I went to the three other schools, I stayed for one day because they were not taking any precautions whatsoever.
What's the school district that you liked, that you felt safest in?
The one that I'm currently working for, it's in Carroll Stream.
And just quickly, what are the things that you saw in the other ones that made you nervous?
The other schools, the kids would wear masks, but if the special ed kids, you know, that are in the regular ed classroom, you know, they had a hard time wearing masks, and they were biting on it and, you know, doing all kinds of things, you know, that and which would require me to help them put it back on and keep it on. It was a struggle. They are allowed to eat in the classrooms. There was no hand washing after or before. They are all allowed to play outside together with, you know, one basketball, and they're all playing basketball together. So their hands and their germs and everything, they all line up together. Here, where I'm working, they have the kids, you know, they allow, you know, the second grade to come in one door, but they let one kid in at a time, and maybe 10 seconds later, the next child comes in. And they know where they're supposed to line up. They're, you know, they're 6 feet apart. They have masks on. There is a COVID screening every day online or on paper, but they don't even get out of the cars or onto the school buses unless they have that already done.
Isn't it amazing the difference one school to the next? Wow. Karen, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm glad you're calling, and I'm glad you found a place you feel safe. I'm going to leave you and go to Michelle. We've got a few Michelles online. This one is Michelle on line 3. Hi, Michelle. You're on WGN.
Hi. I'm also from District 113, which is Deerfield and Highland Park. And as Eden says, our kids have not stepped foot in the classroom since March of 2020. Our board and our superintendent have completely unrealistic metrics in getting us back to school. They're basing it all on cases, which include Lake County long-term care facilities, and every other Lake County high school is in school using mitigation, and they are refusing to look at mitigation measures. They're just talking about cases and unrealistic metrics in getting us into school. Our district, we have more financial resources than many. We got a huge stimulus package from the government to go back safely, to open safely, and we have less students than New Trier and Stevenson, and both their students are back 5 miles away from us in Northbrook. They're back 5 days a week full-time, and our kids have yet to walk into that classroom.
That must be so frustrating. That must be
so
frustrating.
We also have a Facebook page, Open 113, and I'm part of it. And I'm telling you, it breaks my heart, the calls that I'm getting from especially these freshman parents who they have kids who didn't have a social life in middle school. And they were looking to get to high school to make friends, make something out of themselves, join teams, join committees, and meet people face-to-face. And it is heartbreaking that these kids are sitting at home alone, and they don't have one friend. And they were looking for a new identity in high school, and our district has failed these kids. Speaking of failed, they actually had a board meeting, and they admitted that across the board, every economic, every color, everything.
Demographic,
across the board in every grade, people are getting F. So their solution is to get rid of F. But the solution should be to get these kids into the school in front of a teacher with a proper education. And why are we just worried about the kids getting F's? We're in a top district. Even kids who are A students, B students shouldn't be getting C's and D's either. It's just our superintendent admitted that remote learning just does not work effectively in the high school. He also has admitted that EEOC has said that fear is not a protected class. He said this back in the summer.
Fear is not a protected class?
That's right. That's
fear.
Right. And healthy teachers who are able-bodied and able to get into school, if they choose not to, then they won't be of their employ. That's what our superintendent
said. No. I'm out of time, Michelle, and I thank you for the phone call. I'm glad you were able to get that off your chest. I think some people are probably nodding in agreement with you. Fear is not a protected class. If you don't want to work, you don't have to work, but we're going back. How about that?